At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got a lot to get into in this last segment because I haven't shown Creighton enough love today. Just a reminder, they've now beaten the number one team in the country twice within the 2024 year. Shout out to Rico, who walked in here and shared that with me. Also, Jake as well. Remember, they beat UConn in January. And just to prove I'm not Jay Scurring in any way, shape, or form, I'm just trying not to discriminate. Nebraska volleyball, show some love to the folks in red here, had five, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five first team all Big Ten performers. Good luck to them. Number two seed in the tournament. Get that national championship. John Cook's 12th Final Four hopefully is on the docket. When you final thoughts on the transfer portal stuff from earlier, we got to get some receivers. We got to get at least two starting offensive linemen, if not more. And I don't know, maybe 54 players on defense. Bad joke. All right. A couple of years ago, Matt Rhule just keeps getting better and better in recruiting. His first year here, remember, he was hired like, was it even a full month before signing day? I think he had like 3 weeks before signing day in December. Had the 29th recruiting class in the country. Last year got better to 24th. This year, all right, a top 20 recruiting class for the first time since 2020. All right, I got some thoughts on some of these individual players. You look at Cortez Mills, all right, and there are guys that excite. I look at this linebacker core, and I've talked about it. You look at Vincent Shavers and Willis McGahee and coming in Dawson Merritt, who Matt Rhule loves. All right, and if you watch his film and then you get to know him as a person, because I interviewed him, people are going to love that guy. He's a guy with the potential of coming in and playing right away. And then you look at Christian Jones, and somehow four-star linebacker from Nebraska, Pierce Mooberry, just gets right overlooked because of all these other guys. Okay, he's 205, got to hit the weight room, so maybe it takes him a little bit longer to get on the field. I don't know. He's a pretty good player if you watch his film. All right, those young linebackers are exciting. You look at Cortez Mills, and I wrote this down, and I about crossed it out. It's the same reason I never said Dylan Raiola looks just like Patrick Mahomes. I'm not the only one, but I noticed it right away. But I never said it. Now it's all over the place. Okay, that he reported to camp, walking in, looking just like Dylan, or just like Patrick. Okay. I never put it out there because I didn't want to put that out there in the universe. So I wrote this down, crossed it out, and I'm going to read through the lines. Cortez Mills. His film kind of reminds me of Ryan Williams from Alabama. All right, there I put it out there. So obviously, I think pretty highly of him. If you know who Ryan Williams is, he's a kid who skipped his senior year of high school because he's very good academically, 17 years old, and he's by far the best receiver Alabama has. And if you talk to Alabama folks, all right, they will tell you he's the best receiver they've had since Julio Jones, which is insanity. That is insanity. Remember the Atlanta Falcons basically traded their entire draft to move up and get Julio Jones? All right, let's talk about some of these other guys that are in this recruiting class. And by the way, I think highly of this class. I really do. That's before Matt Rhule's press conference. That's if I had no idea that we had 11 four-stars. We were ranked number 20 in the country. We were top third in the Big Ten. Okay, and the number 6 ranked class. It goes Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, USC, Nebraska. So for people who tell me, we don't have the talent. Yes, we do. Okay, don't give me that crap. We do. We've had it for years. We just don't have top 20 results. All right. Connor Booth, this dude at Wahoo Bishop Newman accounted for better than 6,000 rushing yards and 100 touchdowns during his career. This is real life or a video game? No, I know that this is real life. Those are video game numbers. As a senior, he rushed for almost 3,000 yards, 2,956 yards and 50 touchdowns. Okay. Both of which were class C2 records. He averaged better than 11 yards per carry. I'm excited to see what he can do when he gets here. Jackson Carpenter, he's got good stats. He's not a guy that like you're going to be like, oh my God, that's video game type numbers. He's a guy you're going to watch and be like, oh my God, that's an athlete. Runs a 10-500 meter dash, long jumper, high jumper, explosive, athletic individual, 6'1". I think he's taller than that. Listed as 6'1", 190. He's an athlete. This is a guy that's going to have to refine his football skills a little bit. He's an athlete. You look at Sean Hammerbeck with the greatest name, all right, for an offensive lineman. All right, number one player out of South Dakota, 260. Can't wait to see what he does over time. Christian Jones, one of my favorite players in this class, had the chance to interview him. He's not only a great player, an athletic guy, a top 100 player in the country, the number one player in the state of Nebraska. He's Nebraska through and through. When Tony White left, he never wavered. He said, I've committed to a program and not a coach. Jeremiah Jones, obviously he's doing something right because Missouri tried to poach him late. All the way up until Matt Rule's press conference at 1 o'clock yesterday, they tried to poach him. Luckily, we were able to lock him down. 6'4", 215, wide receiver.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
6'4", 215, right out of high school. I'm curious to see what he can do next year. All right, Houston Torres, 6'3", 295, out of Hawaii. It's always confusing when I see St. Louis High School, but it's out of Hawaii. All right, this is an individual. We're going to need some of these linemen to step up and step in sooner rather than later. Juju Marks, 6'5", 300. Like, we need some guys to step in, step up. All right, Ben Scott, Bryce Benhart, some of these guys. I don't know what to make of Teddy Prochaska and some of the other guys. All right, but Henry Litovsky, Justin Evans-Jenkins, they need some boys to roll up with them next year on that O-line. TJ Latif, there were some interesting rumors last summer. But that was really all it was. You hadn't heard much since. Stay strong. This is a 4-star, 6'2", 190-pound quarterback. And when I put out on social media yesterday, Nebraska has their quarterback of the future. Like, okay. When I say that, what do you think I mean?
Well, in that context, I would just think that it would be, you know, from, you know, the high school they signed him. But I get why people would have an argument, a disagreement with that.
Well, not a disagreement. They're like, what about Dylan?
Right.
Well, what about Dylan? I said the future. I know technically next year is the future, but when you say future in sports, you mean like down the road a little bit. Nebraska has their quarterback of the future. Pretend like you know what I mean if you don't already. All right, Dawson Merritt, already talked about him. 6'3", 210. Said, and at that school with the numbers on the side of their helmet. I'll never understand why they do that. It's already on the jersey. Alabama. So this is a kid I'm excited to see what he can do, and a kid I do believe will contribute next year. Cortez Mills, already talked about him, hyped him up enough. All right, Pierce Mewberry, talked about him. For him, it's just the size. 6'4", 200 here. I saw him 205 last night. He's a good football player. All right, is it going to take time to put some size on, or can he step on the field sooner rather than later? I'm curious to see how that develops. Isaiah Mosey, another guy that we were able to flip from another school. 6'1", 200-pound wide receiver. Lots of wide receivers, lots of guys in the trenches, lots of backers in this class because we need them. All right. Let's see who we got here. Jamarian Parker, 5'11", 175, running back out of St. Louis. All right, another very good player. Defensive line. Let me know if I'm saying this right. Cade Pierstack. Am I saying that right?
I believe so.
All right, Cade Pierstack, 6'5", 260. I got to move a little bit quicker here. Malcolm Simpson. This is a D lineman, 6'3", 265, but this is a D lineman with some explosiveness. May have to put on a little bit of weight. I'm curious to see how that works or where they exactly use him. He's got some explosiveness, though. Brian Tapu, maybe my low-key, outside of Christian Jones, Dawson Merritt, Cortez Mills, easily one of my top, you know, favorite players on this signing class. There's a lot as I start to talk out loud here. This dude's 6'6", 300 pounds. Watch his film. He's got a mean, nasty streak. That's what I love about him. He finishes, and then he finishes. I love that. We need old linemen like that. Tanner Turch, all right, this is a 6'1", 185-pound safety out of Littleton, Colorado. Got to keep your eye on Tyson Terry as well. Defensive lineman out of North High School in Omaha, 6'3", 305 with that size. Maybe he can help out sooner rather than later. Caden Vermas, an individual who never wavered and even came out and basically said, you know, when Tony was gone and he texted Tony, said thank you, but he texted Matt Rhule right away and said, I'm still a Husker. All right, Bryson Weber, cornerback, 6'2", 180 pounds. I always love taller cornerbacks. The question is, can you change direction quick enough? I've watched his film. I believe he can. We'll see how he develops over time, but I like lengthier cornerbacks. All right, and my final grade, I think I got through all 20 players. That was amazing in about 8 minutes. All right, my final grade. What's your final grade for this class, Jake?
Well, I think it's pretty fantastic. They don't usually get this many 4 stars in. I mean, I think you got to go, you know, it wasn't the 5-star that Dylan was, but I got to go with A-. I mean, pretty darn good.
I got no problem with an A-. I'm going with a B+. Okay. Just because the one guy went to gag me, you. Otherwise, it would have been an A. If you know who I'm talking about, you know. And if you don't, it's gag me, you. Don't talk about it. Don't worry about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's honestly a really great recruiting class, and I'm excited to see what these guys can do. Not just because I'm supposed to be, but because I legit am. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bird.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.